This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Readers.com is your one-stop shop for quality reading glasses with over 700 styles under $20. Readers.com offers bifocal readers, reading sunglasses, computer readers, and more with powers from 1.0 to 6.0. With free shipping on orders over $30, friendly customer service, and easy returns, you are sure to find your perfect pair. Enter the coupon code BUCK at checkout for 30% off your next order. That's Readers.com. Happy eyes, happy wallet.
The Buck Sexton Show.
Team, we're very fortunate to be joined now by our special guest, Andrea Tenteros. You know her from Fox News, where she is a host. She's on many of the shows over there. Andrea Tenteros has a new book out, which you should all check out, called Tied Up in Knots, How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable. I want to hear about this. Andrea, thank you for giving us some time.
Hi, Buck. It's great to be with you again. I loved you and your show, so thank you.
Thank you so much. So please tell us about this book a bit. It sounds at first glance, I should say, when you're reading over the cover and looking into it, that this is sort of an anti-feminist explanation of modern actual feminism. But you tell me, you're the author.
Yeah. Well, this isn't a book to thrash feminists, Buck. I mean, I think so many conservative women have already, you know, they've already written those books and we've read them. This is sort of a modern day men are from Mars, women are from Venus, but from a conservative perspective. And what I do is I say, look, feminism's been great. I couldn't do what I do without feminism and all the opportunities that it's afforded me, but it's made some key mistakes. And those mistakes have led women to be pretty miserable and pretty stressed out. And it's affected men too, because women love men and most women want a committed relationship with a man. So if we're not happy, how is that affecting our partners? And by that I mean, you know, the feminists, Gloria Steinem, Betty Friedan, who wrote the Feminine Mystique, they told women, they perpetuated this myth that women didn't need men, that we can do everything on our own. We can open the door for ourselves and pay our own bills and don't pick up the check. I got it. So women are trying to do everything themselves. And then they also told us when we do it to act like men, to espouse how they do business, how they date, how they act. You know, we were encouraged to shirk our natural feminine desires like femininity, motherhood, like Hillary Clinton said, I'm not going to stay home and bake cookies. We were told to almost be what I call like a lady bro and be more masculine and covet the things that the men had, the big careers, the corner offices. And we did it not just at the expense of men, but we did it while we discarded all the things that made being a woman great, which are being able to have kids and a family. And feel feminine. So whenever women are acting contrary or any human being to what they naturally want and desire, they're going to be pretty unhappy. So look what it's wrought. Women today are more stressed out than ever. They're on antidepressants. They're complaining. There's mommy wars. Single women can't find good men to marry or to date because of the rise of the hookup culture. And men, I mean, Buck, I know you know all about this. The men who say that they're demeaned, the wussification of America. I mean, the American dad is always the doofus in commercials, and American men are feeling pretty dejected right now. So the book really looks at both the perspective of women and men, and it uses some liberal language from figures in our pop culture, which are pretty non-traditional messengers with very traditional messages. So it's very different than any other book.
Now, what are some of the ways that you would offer to women reading this, particularly young women who are still about to make these choices? Although I'm sure that the wisdom contained in these pages also applies to people at various stages, and it'll apply to how they interact with their children. And it sounds like this is really for both sexes, right? You're saying it's choices that women are making, but obviously choices women make affect men. But if you were sitting before, and we have a healthy contingent, a strong contingent of what we call our Team Buck Campus or Team Buck Millennials listening in, young women in their 20s, what are some of the things that you would pass on to them that you kind of wish somebody, given what you know about having a career, about establishing yourself as a very successful media personality, but you've learned a lot in that process, what do you wish somebody had told you when you were a freshman in college?
You know, Buck, that's why you get paid the big bucks, to ask the good questions. I wish somebody gave me this book when I was in my 20s, because I write it from the perspective of exactly where I am in my life. So as a woman who had every benefit of feminism, I was a direct beneficiary. I've had a great career. I love my job and my career, and I thank the feminists for that. However, I made a lot of mistakes, but I tried every directive they told me to try. I've played like a man. I've manned up, but I've also played like a girl. I've cried at work. I've not cried at work. I've tried to be more masculine and pick up the check, and I've tried to sit back and be more vulnerable and be the lady. So in the book, I tell girls what works and what doesn't work, and I caution them on believing wholeheartedly the tenets of feminism, which is you don't need a man, that you should put off motherhood and kids without preparing. I mean, I think women should be able to chart their own course, but girls graduating from college now have lower self-esteem than ever. They're pressured to, you know, sex and put naked pictures, you know, out there to guys and sign up and just shirk monogamy. Well, women are wired differently than men. You know, feminism wanted women to be equal, but equal doesn't mean the same. And any woman will tell you that men and women are different. I mean, just watch The Bachelor. Women meet a man for 60 seconds and they start having a nervous breakdown if he doesn't pick them. Guys are very different from that. And so when women are encouraged by feminists, Helen Gurley Brown is one, the editor, a former editor of Cosmo. She was one of the early feminists that told women, listen, don't tear down the patriarchy like Gloria Steinem. Use your sexuality to navigate it. And women have shirked monogamy, which goes against our wiring. Women don't want to be all over the place acting like men. You know, the Sex and the City character Samantha, most women aren't like that. And men don't really want women, maybe for one night, but long term, who act like that. Men,
I feel like there's a the experiment that was played out with millions and millions. I mean, you couldn't really devise a better scientific experiment in some ways to do to see this difference between men and women than when there was that Ashley Madison hack and everybody figured out, yes, okay, there are 10 million guys who are looking to basically hook up on the sly. And when they actually, when they whittled it down to real profiles of real women, it was in the thousands. It was almost none. And I think that was finally people had this recognition of, wow, there really is a difference here. Women don't want what guys want when it comes to this stuff. And especially these guys who are on there trying to do what they're doing. But the numbers spoke for themselves. It was like 10 million to 10,000.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, And there's a lot that I get into the book because no one really talks about how we got here. So everyone will, you know, read a survey that says the female breadwinner boom in the Wall Street Journal about how women are making more than men. And everyone will read and go, oh, okay, that's interesting, and move on with their lives. But
now,
let's flesh that out. What does that mean? Like, what does that mean? So I look in the book and I say, okay, with women making more now than men in a lot of different industries, in the middle of an equal pay debate, in the middle of a gender war where men are feeling like they're on strike and they're emasculated by women and by society, and with women feeling really powerful, and you have Steve Harvey, again, so this is an example of a non-traditional messenger espousing a traditional message. Steve Harvey says, ladies, we need to help you. We can't, if you keep telling us you don't need us, we can't help you. We feel good when we can do things for you. We don't know where we fit in if you keep telling us you got the bill, you've got a security system, you've got a job. We need to be able to help you. And so I think now you see women going, okay, I actually need a little backup. Jenny McCarthy yesterday, I talked to her on her radio show, and she said, oh my God, I had the same moment as you did. I'm a strong woman, and you know, I can't be intimidated. She goes, I was picking up the check. I was doing everything myself. And I was so unhappy, and it was causing me all the strife in my relationships. And then I just said, you know what? I want to be a wife. I want to surrender. I want to take Donnie Wahlberg's last name. And she's happier than ever, which is exactly the position I'm in. I would tell girls, like, listen, don't try and do it all yourself. You can't have it all if you're doing it all alone. It's okay if you're young to admit that you want marriage and you want kids. Because now women were never told that having all these great careers would affect their fertility. That's why women are panicking, freezing their eggs. I mean, there have been so many effects of feminism that affect women and that affect men. I mean, you talked about Ashley Madison. So, Buck, why are people cheating? I mean, we read the story about Ashley Madison, which I talk about in my book, but why? Why are men turning to pornography? Or why are men cheating? I've done a lot of research. It shows that men oftentimes cheat because they're not feeling that they get the attention at home. Well, why aren't they getting the attention at home? If you look at the verbatims from the men, they say, well, my wife's busy working. She has the pressures of being a high-powered feminist, you know, and she doesn't have enough time to do her job and come home and, you know, do the housework and help me with the kids. And so men are looking for attention elsewhere. I mean, we could.
Yeah, the number one thing I've always read is that men who cheat feel underappreciated. It's not because there's someone else who's so sexy or so great or whatever. The number one reason in all the surveys I've read is men feel underappreciated by their significant other or spouse.
You know, women are encouraged not to be nice to their men or kind. You know, Glamour magazine published a column last year that they redacted, and all it said, Buck, was 10 ways to make your man happy. And we talked about it on Outnumbered, and, you know, I was sitting there on the couch, and I said, well, these aren't terrible suggestions. Bring him a beer, make him a sandwich if he's hungry, ask him about his friends and his childhood, and be nice to his friends. I thought, well, isn't this just common sense? And feminists, they just impugned me, liberal women. They said, Andrea Tinteros wants to send women back to the 1950s and put them in the kitchen. I thought, well, I couldn't be further from that kind of woman. Definitely not doing that. But at the same time, if we took that title and put 10 ways to make your woman happy, women would be applauding. Or 10 ways to make your mom happy for Mother's Day, we'd be celebrating it and saying, oh, great ideas. Why, when it's 10 ways to make your men happy, do women say, this is really misogynistic?
The answers to that question will be found in Andrea's book. Andrea, we've run up out of time here, but everybody, the book is Tied Up in Knots. The author, Andrea Tinteros, you know her from Fox. You should check out her book, Tied Up in Knots, How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable, available now in fine bookstores everywhere and on Amazon. Andrea, thank you so much for calling in today.
My pleasure, Buck. Thank you.
The founder of this company 10 years ago was trying to sell his house. He's, you know, he's kind of an important guy. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So he started a company and it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond. And they are people that listen to this show. They are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.